I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 25th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 60 degrees.
Got a closure of northbound 215 on the west side. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin the morning with breaking news along the West Side Belt, where the Highway Patrol says a woman died after she was struck by multiple cars on the freeway.
I-215 is shut down right now at 47th South. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest on the investigation. John?
Yeah, Amanda, highway officials say they first started getting reports at about 12:30 overnight that someone walking around on foot on I-215 was hit by multiple vehicles. Upon arrival, they found that individual dead at the scene. They say it's early in the investigation, and they don't know why this woman was on the highway. So for the time being, they are treating this area as a crime scene.
As such, the freeway will be closed for several more hours. We're hoping to have it open at around 6 a.m. this morning, if not sooner.
Trooper Chris Bishop with Utah Highway Patrol says specifically it's northbound that's being closed at 47 South due to the fatal crash, which is at 38th South. He says all the drivers involved in the accident have been cooperating, and in fact, one of the drivers that may have hit the woman was the first one to call in the accident to dispatch. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A wild standoff complete with helicopters and hecklers has ended with two arrests in a Cedar City Hills neighborhood.
Utah County Sheriff spokesman Sergeant Spencer Cannon says this is all centered around a man, Paul Kenneth Cromar, who they say owes over $1 million in taxes. His home was seized by the court and sold, but deputies say Cromar and his wife were essentially squatting there at the home for 8 months while the case worked its way through the courts.
There had been some statements made by Mr. Cromar and others that they would never leave the home.
Well, as you just heard in the background, a group in support of Cromar made some noise during a press briefing afterwards, and two medical helicopters had landed preparing for possible injuries. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Cromar and his wife were taken into custody and faced charges. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Some teachers will be rallying against the new back-to-school plan outside the Davis School District offices this afternoon. Ninth grade teacher Jennifer Baker says plexiglass shields will not protect her friends who teach elementary school.
I don't know a single teacher who teaches behind their desk. We are up in the room. We are around. We are helping kids. We're answering questions. We have kids that need to talk to us privately. So the plexiglass in that way is pretty much useless.
District officials say there have been very few coronavirus outbreaks in Utah elementary schools, which is why they're moving those campuses to mostly in-person instruction.
The Pac-12 and Mountain West conferences have announced fall football schedules. Sam Farnsworth is with KSL Sports.
The Pac-12 will not be left behind with the rest of the major college football conferences moving forward. The Pac-12 CEO group and chancellors announced that the conference will begin preparing for a conference-only season to begin on November 6th. The conference is planning on a 7-game conference-only schedule that will culminate in a Pac-12 championship game played on December 18th.
The Mountain West will begin an 8-game conference-only schedule on October 24th.
It was another night of protests in Louisville. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, a couple dozen people were arrested during smaller demonstrations in Louisville last night. Governor Andy Beshear.
We have appropriate levels of law enforcement or peacekeepers there.
The state lawmaker who authored a bill to end no-knock searches, like the one when Breonna Taylor died, she was among those charged with rioting. A Breonna Taylor protest march in Hollywood last night, interrupted by a pair of vehicles plowing through protesters. One person hospitalized. Police stopped the driver, who was allowed to leave. Two other drivers involved in an altercation booked by police there. President Trump holding a campaign rally in Florida, claiming Democrat Joe Biden won't stand up for law and order.
He surrendered his party to flag burners, rioters, and anti-police radicals.
But former Vice President Biden has voiced support for law enforcement while agreeing police reform is necessary. And a federal judge orders the census count to be extended by a month. The 10-year survey of people living in the U.S. set to finish at the end of September, but will now continue through October to assure hard-to-count populations are included. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The airline industry is on edge as October 1st approaches. That's when the CARES Act and a $25 billion payroll support program expire. Former flight attendant Annette Hala worked her last flight a week ago and is waiting to be furloughed.
These are highly trained positions. We have to be trained. We have to be certified. The FAA requires certification. Once people are gone from the jobs, it will take years to bring them back.
13,000 United Airlines employees will be furloughed, along with 17,000 American Airlines workers and another 1,000 from Delta.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. We're looking at one more day of smoky skies as a cold front moving into the Wasatch Front stirs things up.
Folks who have been wanting a fall weather will really get to enjoy it for this weekend. It's one more warm day here as the breezes pick up and a front moves in. We get more sunshine, but it'll be a north breeze tomorrow and quite a bit cooler. So we're looking for a temperature drop of more than 10 degrees, at least as far as the high temperature goes. And then those morning lows are going to dip back into the 50s.
Grant says our high temperatures aren't expected to get back to the 80s until at least Wednesday.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.